Yes, now we are into the 9 o'clock hour here at Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundeen here with you, greeting you this fine morning. Did you see that sunrise? Wow. All red and glowing. Pretty cool stuff. I'm sure we'll see a lot of pictures on Facebook on that. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty decent day. High of 61 degrees. Some showers here and there. We got some to the north of us and to the south. And a few coming this way. But just sprinkles and spritz here and there. Tonight, we're just going to get down to 56. It's going to be warmer than it is right now. Tonight. Crazy to think about. Friday is going to be a pretty decent day, 72 degrees with some partly sunny skies, slight chance of showers. Friday night, mostly clear and a lower around average, 45. Saturday and Sunday looking super sweet, 65 degrees on Saturday, mostly sunny skies. And mostly sunny skies on Sunday as well with a high of 56. So it's going to be beautiful out there. Going to enjoy it. Make your plans. Get stuff worked out.
My Maria, don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer. Another Friday night, there's a line of cars leaving. Home team's got an out of town. Me, I'm sitting on the hood of mine drinking. I'm just a parking lot down and out of. A
Under that high school bleacher, I drove that preacher's daughter crazy. Her mama was my homeroom teacher, and her dad was hell-bent on saving me. Yeah, I'm sure there's higher heights where the high risers rise. But me, I'm gonna sit right here tonight and catch me around here, buds, 'cause you ain't. Ever since you caught that out there, bud, I catch me around here, buds. I never had big city eyes. Hell, I've never been east of Dallas. Got no idea where you are now, if you ever got that penthouse palace. No, Scotty's ain't got no back, got no gas in his neon light, but he's got two for one till two now. Catch me around here, buds, 'cause you ain't around here none. To putting on down here, another round here, till my town goes up, lit up like that one stop of light across the mountain. Since you caught that out there, bud, I catch me around here, buds. Catch me around here, buds, 'cause you ain't around here none. Go put me around here, buds. I catch me around here, buds.
Working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Want a towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Want to look through my shades and see you there with me. Want to soak up life for a while. Laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes and no shirt and no problem. Babe, let's get packed, tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. No shoes and no shirt and no problem. No problems.
Definitely more music.
It's your country. 101.1
Muskie 101.
Everything's still pretty much the same around here. The neighbor's still shooting all the next year's deer. Boys still lose, less than playing at home. But I got better since you got gone. I'm still a few too many on a Friday night. Still try to step in when it ain't. Still me, don't get me wrong, but I got better since you got gone. Swear it was like I'll be damned, I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned into. But it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. 'Cause I got better since you got gone. For a little while there you had me convinced that my mama was the devil. Now we're talking again. Friends you hated ain't said one word. Besides, you got better since you lost her. Swear it was like I'll be damned, I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned into. But it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. 'Cause I got better since you got gone. Oh, better since you got gone. And I ain't saying you're the sleep that I lost, but I never slept this good before. I ain't saying you're the weight on my back, I'm just saying that it ain't there no more. It was overnight, like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned into. But it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. 'Cause I got better since you got gone. Yeah, baby, since you got
sophisticated people play chess. Rednecks can amuse ourselves for hours with a sheet of bubble wrap.
Pop, 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 pop.
Oh, for God's sakes, Joe, let the kids play with it a while. You're gonna be late to work.
I don't know who I like best, Jeff Foxworthy or Larry the Cable Guy. They both know how to relate to the Northwoods people.
You say the same. I've said things that I'll regret. It won't be easy to forget. Scars take time to heal before another bitter word gets loose. I was hoping we could call a truce. 'Cause nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we'll light that same old fuse again and again.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Get ready, Northwoods. Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Muskie 101.
Can't get past those blue eyes shining, they keep drawing me into you. Got me falling off track. You get me like that. Yeah, I'm hanging on, hanging on to every word you say, every move you make. I'm hanging on, hanging on, wondering what's up next, girl. Every smile coming off of your sweet lips, yeah, it makes me wanna stay here. No, this ain't a one night, one time thing. You always light me up like a flame, and it's clear every time you're near. Yeah, I'm hanging on, hanging on to every word you say, every move you make. I'm hanging on.
Country music
streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, "I can't wait to turn 18. Said, "I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school." And she kissed her head and said, "I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. Some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this." Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, "It'll do for now." Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, "Baby, just slow down, 'cause you're gonna miss this.
You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. He says they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Point 1 FM, Muskie 101.
In the eye of a hurricane,
with me in the studio today is Alan Feckler. And Alan, you are with the Civil Air Patrol here in Hayward. Now, I don't know how many people know we have a Civil Air Patrol here, or maybe even not know what it is. So tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, how long you've been involved with the Civil Air Patrol here in Hayward. I know, it's going to tax your memory as to how long.
It's also going to let you know how old I am.
Yes. But anyways, you are Deputy Commander of the Civil Air Patrol here in Hayward. And tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement, and what is Civil Air Patrol?
Well, I've been at this, it's going to be 50 years in 27. It'll be
since
50
you were
years.
10 years old, yes.
Yeah, 10. Yeah, that, thank you. Except the minimum age is 12, so it can be 12 years old. Yeah. We can do it from there. And I wasn't that lucky. But this program has been here 50, it'll be 52 years this year. Started up by Lloyd Dreesen and Al Flora.
Yeah.
And they started, and at that time we were vagabonds. We were moving from building to building to building, the National Guard Armory, the old school across from the church on 3rd Street. We had a room in there, but it had no heat. So in the winter, we had to go find someplace else. So we'd be in the basement of the sheriff's department or at the fairgrounds, and Tom Snyder would let us use that when our heat went off. And then the armory, that's how we got Rex Schultz to join, because he wanted us out because we kept breaking all his windows. So he joined to make sure we had a place to meet on our own.
Right.
And then we built our facility out at the airport. We have our own hangar.
Yeah.
People don't know that we exist. And I the part I've been most connected with is kids.
Yeah.
Kids that from 12 years on up can join the program as a cadet. And we have a unit right now that has 12 of them. You know, and again, that everybody looks around, you know, there's hard to get 12 kids to do anything, let alone get involved in something nobody's ever heard of.
Right.
And
so what is the Civil Air Patrol? Let's go back and talk about what is it and what does it do? What's the purpose?
We are the auxiliary of the Air Force, and auxiliary, the only one in the nation that's an auxiliary of their parent, except we're older than our parent. We were formed in 1941, and the Air Force wasn't formed until after World War II.
Okay.
So we were there as a precursor, and they were later on, but we're still their auxiliary. So we figure that one out. But
it was a seed organization, I suppose.
There we go. The we were responsible for it. Yeah. No, it was Army Air Corps, and then they just evolved.
Yeah.
And then since then, we've been charged with our main mission is now domestic search and rescue, downed in aircraft missing people, aerospace education, community service, emergency services. We do. We've got one of our strengths is we have a real time video from an aircraft on our own radio frequencies. So if something's going on somewhere, we can send an airplane up and send back to the sheriff, the emergency government, or anything. They can sit at their laptop and say, "Okay, I want to see what's going on over there," and anything like that they can do. But we do a search and rescue and things. And a big part of the program is also training youth in leadership, aerospace, community service, emergency services. But it's fascinating to watch cadets and or young people in general that say, "I can't do that. You know, I won't." You'll see them at the banquet public speak, and they go, "There ain't no way. They're not going to get up in front of their own cadets, 10 of them at a meeting to talk, let alone get up now in front of maybe 100, 125 people." Or when they do the Race Across America, which they conduct all on their own, up in front of 200, 250 people. And now they can do it like no big deal.
Yeah.
But part of that is what this is. It's leadership and development and encouragement and opening doors, you know, and primarily maybe doors that they may not otherwise have. They're not athletic or their academics are great, but not super to get a scholarship. But it might open an engineering door. It might open an Air Force job. It might open up engineering. You know, and you never know where it goes.
Business, yep. You know? Yeah.
In fact, one of our speakers is going to come back and relay. He was a cadet. And then because of what he learned here, he's the director of Chamber of Commerce in Brainerd.
Okay.
And he said, "I'd never have gotten there. I wouldn't have had the self-confidence or self-assurance from that." So I've just seen it as a really valuable thing for the community. And we've done what limited we can, because there's only a few of us doing it to get the word out and get going. So we appreciate this time for
that. How does a young person get involved?
The best way is to have them come to a meeting. We meet every Monday night out at the hangars on our own hangar. It's from 6 to 8 o'clock
year
round.
At the Sawyer County Airport.
Yep. Yep. And they can visit it and they can see, because it isn't for everybody. I mean, the kids got to wear a uniform. They got to cut their hair. They got to, yes, sir, no, sir. They've got to study. Yeah. They, you know, so it's not for everybody. So they can watch. I can do that. Or maybe they recognize somebody that they know.
Right.
You know, and they'll get involved. So we encourage them to visit a couple of meetings and make sure that they can do this.
Sure.
And start out that way, because it's the best way to see. And it is a challenge. It's, you know, we're up against the machines.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get them to break away from that and do something else.
Yeah.
Especially with their hands or without the machines. It's, right.
Yeah.
That's the big challenge you face today, is to get them to move around and do things.
Yeah. Is there a cost to get involved?
A cadet's fee is $35 a year, and then they'll have to get some various uniform parts as they get more serious, and that we try to furnish as much as we can get, and then there might be things that they have to get to add to that uniform, but they've got time. They don't have to have the uniform until they go to their basic camp, so by then they have equipped. So they'll have several months to get geared up and all that stuff, but...
So if someone's interested hearing what we've been talking about, the Civil Air Patrol at the Sawyer County Airport, how can they reach you or get a hold of somebody at the Civil Air Patrol?
They can reach, the best way is to get a hold of me, because the other ones, I don't have all their emails and phones, I'm not sure of that, but they can call me anytime they want.
And what's that number?
699-3246-715. That's my cell. Leave a message. I don't always answer because I don't recognize the number. But or again, like I said, stop out at a meeting. Call that number. Tell us you're coming so we can get you in the gates, because the gates are, there's security gates out there. Yep. But that's the best way.
Well, Alan, thanks for coming in and talking about the Civil Air Patrol here in Hayward. And I hope you get some new people signed up.
Appreciate the time. We really do.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Like an old-fashioned storybook ride, sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking, and it doesn't take much when you get it done, living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
They have a really good variety.
Your country, now, online and on the app.
Muskie 101.
Baby, last night was hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between a bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye, then we danced in the dark under September stars and the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. That black dress makes it hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest, a masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. I could die, happy man.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. 'Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Devil's driving that long black train.
Musky 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is inviting residents to participate in Drug Take Back Day this month. The event is held twice each year, giving Wisconsinites a chance to dispose of unwanted or unneeded medications at collection sites across the state. Department of Health Services officials say the spring collection this year took in nearly 57,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The fall Drug Take Back Day will be held on October 25th, and a full list of collection sites is available on the Department of Health Services website. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed a number of proposed bills covering a wide variety of topics on Tuesday. Among those bills is a measure that would limit the ability of judges to pursue charges against a law enforcement officer involved in someone's death if a district attorney has declined to pursue charges. Other bills passed on Tuesday include one that would make it a felony for people to impersonate law enforcement officers, firefighters, or emergency medical providers, and a measure to increase criminal penalties related to human trafficking. Members of the committee designing a proposed park in Rice Lake presented an updated concept plan to the City Council on Tuesday. The updated plan for the Marshfield Clinic Health System Lakeview Heritage Park includes a smaller amphitheater amid concerns from residents over parking availability. The original design would have been able to accommodate as many as 3,000 people, with the update scaling back to around 700 to 800. The Rice Lake City Council has not yet voted on whether it will approve the updated plan for the proposed park. Officials from a northern Wisconsin nonprofit say they've successfully completed a project to relocate a 500-foot section of North Fish Creek. The Burke Center for Ecosystem Research began pursuing the project when they determined that erosion from a bluff along a section of North Fish Creek between Ashland and Iron River had been dumping massive amounts of sediments into the waterways. Organization officials say the relocation project will reduce the amount of sediments entering the creek by about 2,800 tons each year. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with showers becoming likely later in the afternoon. Highs right around 60. Showers and a few thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, an isolated shower possible. Otherwise breezy with highs right around 70. Right now, 53 degrees.
Muskie 101.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Yeah, it's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil went walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my road. Heavy end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil went walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Try to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little.
Yep, all we all need is just a little bit of good news. Shambuzy music here on WHSM, Muskie Country. Ricochet coming up next with Daddy's Money.
Can't concentrate on the creature. Preaching my attention span done turned off.
And look who's looking at me. Her second cousin was my third grade teacher. I used to cut her grandma's grass. Back then she was nothing but
class on a flight from New York to Los Angeles, kind of making small talk, killing time, flirting with the flight attendants. 30,000 feet above could be Oklahoma. Just a bunch of square cornfields and wheat farms, man, it all looks the same. Miles and miles of back roads and highways connecting little towns with funny names. Who'd want to live down there in the middle of nowhere? They've never drove through Indiana. Met the man who plowed that earth, planted that seed, busted his ass for you and me. You're caught a harvest moon in Kansas. They'd understand why I got made those flyovers. That mile-long Santa Fe freight train engineer seen it all. Like that flatbed cowboy stacking U.S. steel on a three-day haul. Roads and rails under their feet. Yeah, that sounds like a first-class seat on the plains of Oklahoma. With a windshield sunset in your eyes, like a watercolor painted sky, you think. Heaven's doors have opened. You'll understand why God made those flyover states. Take a ride.